Today on This Canadian Life, we have a story titled Between Two Hearts. If you want the clean version, please visit thiscanadianlife.com.
Here's a story about a time when things were meant to last. People didn't have much, so what they had, they cherished. Today, everything is considered replaceable. If you tear your pants, you buy a new pair. Whereas in the past, you patched them up and kept using them. This story is about how two people developed a rare type of love that was common in their time and is nearly extinct in ours. A love that is driven by an attitude of commitment that not everyone earns. Vicky is the daughter of those two people, Fred and Mary, who earned that special type of love. She sat down with us to help us understand how they developed this unique relationship.
To me, the difference in marriage then and marriage today is they got married not ever thinking they were not going to be married to each other. And I think kids and people today marry knowing they can get out of it if they need to. And I think that's a huge difference in attitude.
The story of Mary and Fred shows the reality of life accompanied with love. Even at their young age, their attitude of commitment was anchored by their love for each other.
I think my mom was born with values. She kind of knew where she was going from the time she was little.
So how were their values together?
They were really people with values. And unless you've been around them, you don't understand how they love each other. You had to be around them to understand how much they loved each other.
So can you tell me about the first time they met?
Basically what Dad said.
What did he say?
He said, I saw her, I knew I wanted her, and I knew she was going to be mine, and no one else was going to have her. And that's how he felt about her his entire life.
Now, here we have an interview of Fred and Mary together as they recount their story.
She was the most beautiful girl I ever looked at. She was. I'm not kidding you.
And I was going to Washington when I met Fred. Yes, I met him on the 20th of October.
On this day, they first met at the school dance.
Seeing him once dancing with my girlfriend. I kind of liked the looks of him, but I liked the way he danced. But I didn't meet him till he flipped me on the fanny with elastic. Well, our very first date, his friend had a date with me, and he wouldn't let me go. And that guy's never forgiven me.
Vern and I were buddies all along. He was big, but I could handle him. So I just told him, I said, there's no way you're going to go with her. She's mine.
I turned 15 in August and met him in October. See, we didn't get married until I was nearly 17. We went together a year and 9 months. It was either get married or have trouble.
No, not really. We could never be alone. We was always in the front room of her house or my house or something like that. We run away to Brigham and got married about 10:30 in the morning, Saturday morning.
June the 16th, 1932.
34.
Four? Yeah, four.
Then we came back from Brigham, and I went out in the backyard of Mary's house to tell her mother. I said, Mother Morris, Mary and I just got married. She turned to me and she says, you what? And started crying.
Vicky, as your grandma was crying, what was going through her mind?
Married.
She was very upset. Number one, the other two sisters had already left. Mm. And so Mom was the only worker left. Because at that, in those days, they didn't make boys work too much, especially those two boys. They didn't work. My mom said that my Uncle D would starve to death in a peach orchard. He wouldn't pick the peach and eat it. He'd have to have somebody pick it for him. And so I think that was part of it. And I think they kind of were worried that they'd move in with him.
Well, then she asked me, where are you going? What are you going to do? Where are you going to live? I said, that's no problem. We've got our apartment. It's all furnished. And all I need is some of Mary's clothes. And so I said, can I go in and wait? Oh, Mr. Morris? She said, no, he probably won't even talk to you.
What was most upsetting for your grandma? Was it that they felt like they're going to have to rely on them, or that it was that they'd been married without them?
Oh, I don't think that mattered at all. Mm-hmm. I think it was more that she was worried that they wouldn't make it. Mm-hmm. You know, that they struggle in that. But they, you know, fixed it all out. They had made a plan, and they knew what they were going to do, and they had, you know, fixed it all out. And I think after that, it was okay.
So how would you define the love story of your parents?
Well, I think it's the best thing you can sum it up is it's never ending. And you almost can't help but think that they were just totally meant for each other, you know? And I was there when Daddy died. It's gonna make me cry. And the way Mom said goodbye to him, and he was almost gone anyway, was so tender and so sweet that the doctors and nurses were crying. And she just said, I have loved you my whole life, and I do not know what I'll do without you. And he only let her live 5 more months. And we really feel that he had a hand in calling her home. And we all kind of knew that he wouldn't last very long without her. He let her take a trip to California with us girls. And when she got home, he said, you're never going again. I don't care what the situation is, you're not going again. And he just, you know, they just adored each other. And I don't know that everybody's that lucky, you know, because, or blessed, whatever you want to call it. They knew that they could be together forever. Not everybody gets that. Not everybody gets that.